Snowflower met everyone, even Elder Brother. When dinner was served, Snowflower dipped her chopsticks first in her cup of tea to clean them. But other than this small gesture, which showed more refinement than anyone in my family had ever seen, she did her best to hide her feelings. It had been a long day, and we were very tired. When it came time to go upstairs, Mama pointed out a bowl of fresh water for us to wash up, along with two sets of my clothes and one of Elder Sister's, all freshly cleaned, for Snowflower to wear while she was our guest. I let Snowflower use the water bowl first, but she barely dabbed her fingers into it, suspicious, I think, that it was not pure enough. She held the sleeping garment I gave her away from her body, scrutinizing it. She looked around, saw our eyes on her, and then without a word, stripped and put on the garment. We climbed into bed. Tonight, and for all future nights when Snowflower came to stay, Elder Sister would sleep with Beautiful Moon. Mama said goodnight to the two of us, then she leaned down, kissed me, and whispered in my ear, "Madam Wong told us what we needed to do. Be happy, little one. Be happy." So there we were, the two of us side by side. Moonlight came in through the lattice window. Snowflower snuggled close to me so that we were face to face. She put her hand on my cheek and said, "I am happy we are old Sames." Then she closed her eyes and fell asleep. Lying next to her, looking at her face in the moonlight, feeling the delicate weight of her small hand on my cheek, listening to her breathing deepen, I wondered how could I make her love me the way I longed to be loved. Maybe I could make her love grow like a farmer made his crop to grow, through hard work, unwavering will, and the blessings of nature.